Good evening and welcome to the all-new radio series, Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, bringing hope and healing to the City of Angels. I'm Kitty Davis Walker, along with my co-host, Money Man, now Mission Man, Frank Motek. Frank, the face of homelessness has changed.
That is for sure. And the Union Rescue Mission, and I'm proud to support it, doing amazing work helping people who've ended up homeless on Skid Row. The homeless crisis itself in Los Angeles continues and appears to be getting worse as the numbers keep going up. And indeed, at last check, about 1,300 were under the URM roof, about 900 moms, dads, and kids, about 200 seniors, Hope Gardens Family Center in Sylmar, Angela's House in South L.A., Union Rescue Mission in downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row, all being helped because of your generosity. Zero government funding for operating expenses. URM has a heart for families, women, children, seniors, mental health, addiction, along with economic challenges, all that's happening and creating the homeless crisis that we're seeing. And indeed, Kitty, you're absolutely right. The face of homelessness has changed in a very big way over the years.
Yes, and you can go to urm.org to donate now. When we talk about the number of seniors, when I think about seniors, I'm thinking about, you know, this is time that you're supposed to be, having a good time, traveling with your friends and just enjoying life. And at Hope Gardens, we have just under 30 seniors at our Hope Gardens Family Center. And Hope Gardens Family Center is nestled in the foothills of the Angeles Forest. We offer it's a very peaceful setting for transitional living for moms, children, and a number of our single and permanent supportive housing for our senior ladies. And we have, as our guest today, one of our senior ladies, and her name is Wanda. Wanda, welcome to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You're in our Sequoia, at the Sequoia Lodge. What is that like?
Oh, it is a life-saving place. I came here a number of years ago, and I was living out of my car for a while, and I got in a temporary shelter. Mm. And when I found this place, this was like a life-saving, and it has been a life-saving place ever since, with Bible studies, arts and crafts, people that come in and dedicate their time, and just all kind of things that we enjoy up here in this very, very nurturing place. I came from losing my condo and just living on the streets for about 2 months and trying to figure out how I was going to make my rent. I had lost my job, and by me turning, I think I was like 60, and it was hard for me to find any type of a job.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was very difficult, but thank God I had a car that I could live in. And when I found out about this place, I applied right away, and I've been thankful ever since. Just it has just been a blessing.
Wow.
A terrific blessing to be able to be in a place that's safe.
Yeah.
Not having to worry about, you know, somebody coming up to your car and breaking in or being harmed. It's just a life-saving place, and we just every day we just thank God for His blessings.
Amen.
So sorry you had to endure that tremendous challenge. Maybe you can share more of your amazing story, how you overcame all of that, how you initially heard about Union Rescue Mission and ultimately Hope Gardens and the wonderful Sequoia resident facility there. Tell us a little bit more about how you entered into the world of the Union Rescue Mission.
Yes.
Yes, I was, a matter of fact, I started out, unfortunately, I was in a winter shelter. It was during the winter, so they had a temporary winter shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So when that winter shelter gave out, then I had nowhere else to go, so I lived in my car.
Mm.
Then I found out about this place called Ascensia that was in Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found out about Hope Gardens. One of the counselors there had worked for and had been at, knew about Hope Gardens, and a couple of people from Ascensia had heard about this place also. So I didn't know what it was about. So finally my caseworker brought me out here, and I was like, my God, I was hoping and praying that I would be able to get in, because I was living in my car on the street. Mm-hmm. And so, because my time was running out at Ascensia, because you could only be there for maybe 2.5 months.
Wow.
So I was praying that I would be accepted in here, and thank God I was, and I have been happily in here ever since, thanking God for every moment, every year that I've been here. It's been so uplifting. My spiritual growth has, like, blossomed so much.
Wow. Wow.
I really, really have, you know, received so many gifts from being in here. And I just thank God every day.
Amen and amen.
That's wonderful.
And Wanda, when I hear your story, it, you know, it hurts my heart, because, like I said, when I think of seniors, I think of seniors, you know, seniors are supposed to be having fun. This is the time of our lives where we're supposed to be, you know, going out to tea, or, you know, going out to breakfast, or traveling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So with homelessness, you know, being one of those things that is devastating lots of families. And that is one of the things, too, that the breakup of families has been, you know, sometimes we can't even turn to our family members or friends.
Exactly.
Because they're in the same boat that we're in.
Exactly.
And then families, you know, breaking up and not being able to help.
Yeah.
One another. That is also
right.
Something that has been
right.
A challenge for folks, and then health challenges as well. But
Hope Garden starts with hope, and it sounds like
it
you found a hope there, and it must have been very, very difficult. But then that shining light of hope there at Hope Gardens, Wanda, what you're describing is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's been, I can't describe the joy that I've gotten, you know, from being here, and I see my other fellow residents, we just love it here.
Yeah.
I mean, we just thank God every day. The things that, you know, that we have,
mm-hmm.
some of us has, you know, came from almost zero. And so now we're flourishing. And I think the most important thing is knowing the Lord here.
Yes.
It is really, to me, blossom. And I like that it had that, because the other places didn't emphasize on Christ at all.
Mm-hmm.
But here they put him.
He's first.
And we thank our faithful listeners for supporting Union Rescue Mission.
Yes.
And certainly want to encourage everyone to do so. And we'll do that throughout this conversation. Wanda, I'm sure you're very grateful to the URM supporters out there.
Yes.
What would you say to some of our donors that are listening right now, Wanda?
I would thank them by saying, God bless you.
Mm.
I don't think the aspect of the helpfulness can't even be described as what we get or what is happening, how this has gotten us off the streets.
Yeah.
And being a senior,
mm.
I think one of most of our thing is being safe.
Yes.
And I think this is one place that their donors have bestowed upon us the grace of that safety,
mm.
knowing that we don't have to look over our shoulders or worry that someone's going to mug us or, God forsake, you know, just being out on the street is just not a place for seniors.
No, it's not a place for anyone, especially our seniors and our moms with children. And the fact that Union Rescue Mission, our Hope Gardens Family Center, it was the senior ladies who paved the way for the moms and children to come on campus. So I know you've heard the story.
Yes, ma'am.
That you guys are the pioneers that helped us move our moms and kids on the campus. We're going to be going into a break in a moment. And when we come back, Wanda, I'd like to hear, what was your career before
Okay.
Things happened, and because things before things spiraled out of control, and it can happen to any.
Yes.
It's just life itself.
And
we just don't know that. So we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, let's talk about what career you had. And we know that you're using your God-given gifts right now to just help others that are around you. I know you are.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Great one. Thank you.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to the all-new Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles, now the homeless capital of America. But the Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. Whatever the reason is, it really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love. We're carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and X. Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row.
Wanda, speaking to Wanda from Hope Gardens, a Sequoia senior resident there who's been helped tremendously by you, the generous listener, for your support at Union Rescue Mission. We greatly appreciate it. And Wanda, you've expressed your gratitude, and it's been an amazing story to hear what you went through and how you've been helped there at Hope Gardens. And it all started with Hope. And tell us how it happened for you. As we started this program, we started by saying the face of homelessness has changed. Did you ever imagine to be facing homelessness following a great career and having a condo and all that? Tell us more about how it all happened.
From the television movie industry, I did background work, stand-in, commercials, stunts, and I did that for over 20, 30 years in the industry.
Wow.
And the older I got, the less work I got.
Mm-hmm.
So
they were
people that were sort of like replacing me. The younger people got the most jobs. So therefore, my work got less and less and less and less. And that's what happened. And then SAG went on strike, and the writers went on strike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I couldn't afford to pay my mortgage, and I was trying to get other jobs. But as a senior, it's very difficult to get work because they look at your age and they look at your experience, and it was very difficult to get other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I ended up homeless, because I couldn't, because the work I had been doing for the last 20 years was passed on to younger people got the job. Even doing the background work, they use younger people, so my work was totally depleted. I was working maybe once a week, and that just wasn't paying the bills at all.
Right.
So that's how it happened. But I had a great career.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, working, having, you know, but it doesn't matter what you did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what happened in the future. And I couldn't imagine myself not getting work. I never had to worry about work. Work just came to me.
Right.
But little, I had to, you know, almost beg for work, you know, beg people that I hadn't known had given me jobs before.
Mm-hmm.
I had to see it go to younger people, and that was kind of hard because I have to pay my mortgage. And year, month after month, it got harder and harder and harder until I was almost like 7 months behind in my mortgage. And at that point, there was no way for me to catch up.
Yeah. That's devastating.
Yeah.
That is, and unfortunately many people are facing this situation here with affordability, such a huge issue here. And once someone experiences unemployment or some other economic challenge, it becomes very, very difficult. So our heart goes out to you for having gone through that.
Amen.
But I'm in a, I think I, my path has led me closer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at that as a positive, most definitely.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I thank God for so much, that I've grown spiritually stronger being here.
You have landed in a good place.
Exactly. That's the most important place where I am in my life, being closer with the Lord and just enjoying His blessings every day.
Amen.
And just being here and helping other people out.
Yes.
When the new people come in, I try to be encouraging, because
mm-hmm.
nobody expected to be in this place.
No.
You don't wake up and say, oh, you know. So it takes a minute to come to grips, but I think when you have people on your side and helping you out, that makes the process easier.
Absolutely.
To fall into
regular... Right, a regular routine, it's a grief that you're going through those stages of grief. It's the loss of anything. It could be the loss of a loved one, your things, your stuff, a loss of a dream, where we thought we were supposed to be somewhere in our career, and then it doesn't pan out. But God, He landed you in a soft landing place where you can thrive and you can pour into others. And it's just lovely to hear that you did land in a safe place, which is our Hope Gardens Family Center. And that's what it's all about. That's exactly what it's all. That's what Hope Gardens is all about. It's about
it is.
Being there on campus. And what is it like? And we're going to go into a break in about a minute or so. But I want you to tell me what it's like to see the little ones when they come up and visit you guys, our little guys from Peeps.
I heard
it's the best thing.
It is so cute. Well, on Mondays from 8 to 10, I volunteer at the front desk.
Okay.
So I see a lot of the ladies and the little ones come by, and we're next to the dining room.
Uh-huh.
So we see, they're so funny. They come behind the desk asking for candy. And I'm like, we have no candy. They're like, oh, yes, you do. So gave me candy yesterday. I'm like, uh-oh.
They're smart.
Candy.
They are. They're little smart ones. They totally are. And you know what? It's all part of the healing process for every single one of us. Having that community, having the love of Christ, having the classes, having our little ones. I mean, that love of community is really gets us through the grief and gets us through the healing process. And so God has totally landed you in a very soft place where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
Thank him every day.
Yes. We're going into a break. Yeah. And when we come back, I want you to tell me about a story, maybe about a little one that you saw that maybe was a little shy when you first saw them. And then now you see them and how they're reacting to you and to some of the other moms, to some of the other senior ladies.
Okay. Very sweet.
Yes. All right. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Hi, I'm Kitty Davis Walker with Union Rescue Mission. Every day we rescue and see Jesus redeem people who have ended up here on the streets of forgotten dreams. Men, women, and children who had dreams just like you. Every life is precious to God. So will you join us this year as a supporter of Union Rescue Mission? A gift of any amount will touch many lives. Find out more by going to urm.org. That's urm.org.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, Wanda, give us one of those cute little stories from our guys from Peeps.
I know about 2 weeks ago, a little one came up to me and they wanted and they asked for a piece of candy. And I said, well, we don't really have candy. And she said, yes, you do. I got candy the other day. And I said, well, let me look in the drawer. And she showed me the drawer that it was in.
She knew.
She knew. So I'm like, okay. And I had to look at the mom to get permission to give her candy.
Right, right.
But oh, it was funny that she knew. She looked and she pointed to the drawer. It's right there. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Because I didn't know. But she let me know. But, you know, one of the most exciting things that I've experienced is, like, when a mom comes in.
Yes.
And she doesn't have her kid.
Yeah.
And one of the case manager goes to court, and she's going to get her kid back. And they are getting the room ready and everything like that. And then the look on the mom's face when it's time to get the kid back.
Yes.
It was so exciting.
Mm.
I see the process of them coming in and not having it. And then within like 3 to 4 weeks, I see them bringing their kid in, going to the dining room, and they got their room all fixed up.
Yes.
So that is a one of my smiling times because I see them coming in without the kid. And then maybe a month later, they have the kid and the process of getting the room ready, the beds and all the linen. You know, it's just such a process that, you know, I'm so thankful to be a part of it, because one day they'll come by, oh, I got my bed, I got the sheets and stuff, and then I got clothing from Threads, and just so much of process goes to get the child from wherever they may be,
right,
to be with the parent, and you just see the beam in their face, and the child is just smiling, and they in the dining room, and it's like nothing is, you know, had ever happened. They're back.
Yeah.
So I've seen that, and it's to me that is so wonderful to see that happen. And they're so excited. Oh, my court date is today, and I'm going, and I'm gonna get their child back. And
being reunited.
Mm-hmm. I want to remind our listeners that the place that she's describing, when you support Union Rescue Mission, you support Hope Gardens, which helps women transition from homelessness to independence within a year to a couple of, about a year and a half, by offering long-term rehab programs, services, and spiritual care. Women and children have a safe place to live while they receive counseling, training, encouragement, and the real help they need to escape homelessness forever. So the story that you've shared, the amazing story that you've shared, Wanda, hopefully will inspire others to help Union Rescue Mission and the Hope Gardens facility and the senior center there, which you've described.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. We are out of time, but I want to say to you, Wanda, thank you so much for sharing and continue to thrive, because that's what Hope Gardens is all about. It's that hope. It put that hope and it is. It's like a lovely garden where you can thrive and grow, and it's amazing. Thank you so much, my dear. God bless you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Wanda.
Bye-bye.
All
right.
The best to you. Thank you, Wanda.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, and X.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through them, lives are changed and hopes restored. That's why we're dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown Los Angeles. Almost every night, URM has more than 1,300 human beings under its roof. This includes more than 900 miles moms, dads, and kids, and nearly 200 seniors. We do all this challenging work with no government support to fund our operations. We invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $27 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.